Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome back to another episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. I am your host, Trey Edwards, aka Black Trey. As always, joined by Big Jerv, Juju Gotti, and Jay Skills. We got a fun episode today. We're going to talk about a little DJ Envy. Is he in jail? Is he not? Is he working for Breakfast Club? Is he not? We got Talcum X. He has returned. He is still scamming. We have how to celebrate Halloween like a real nigga. The panel gives their predictions for the NBA, and then we're going to catch up with fantasy football. For all our listeners, patreon.com, B-O-M-M, Subscribe. Do not bootleg our shit. Support the product. Support the homies. Let's get everybody paid. Let's start the show. All right. NBA season kicks off this week on Tuesday. And let's check the panel to see who has their predictions. So I'm going to start off with MVP. Who is your MVP for this year, Amin? You're on mute, by the way.
Giannis.
Okay. I like that. That's not a far-fetched. Jerv, who you got?
Zion.
What?
MVP oh my what? God. Buffalo Wild Wings?
Nah, bro. Like, before he got hurt last year, they was a top one or two seed.
So in my mind,
if he stays healthy, which is a long shot, if he stays healthy, they will obviously be a top three seed in the West. And if he gets them to be a top two or three seed in the West, the type of season he'll have, he would have to be MVP. It's not a far-fetched idea to think that they can be a top team in the West. They've proven that they can do it for a certain period of time. They just have to do it for the season. That's the hard part.
All right, man, that's a hot fucking take. Jason, who you got MVP this year?
I'm gonna say Devin Booker.
Oh, I like the dark horse. It's cool. Yeah. Book can get it off. Yeah. I'm gonna go with Jokic, bro.
Yeah, I was thinking that, but that's the apology
MVP.
Yeah, you know how they do it, man. You know how they do it. Like, hey, you was really nice. He's still gonna be cracking. All right, rookie of the year. Is this across the board? Is it unanimous? Yeah,
I'm going dark horse. I'm going Chet Holmgren.
Oh, because this is rookie season. Okay.
Yeah. Jared, who you got?
Chet.
Jason. Damn,
so then it's 2-2. I got Wimby as the obvious pick.
I'm going to go Wimby. I was kind of leaning towards Scoot, but I'm going to go Wimby.
Nah, bro, it's going to be Wimby. He going to do some shit that's going to make niggas' heads explode. Niggas just going to walk the trophy into his room. Pause.
All right. Pause. Hey, yo. Defense player
of the year.
We had
a lot of pauses this episode.
Yeah, we hit a record high. Defensive player of the year, me.
Bam Adebayo.
Okay. Jerv.
Rudy Gobert.
Damn. Rudy Gobert, wow.
Look, he ain't even real confident saying that. He's so embarrassed saying it out loud. Jason, who you got for defensive player of the year?
Actually, I just had two thoughts. Man, I'm thinking of either Drew Holiday or Joel Embiid.
I would love for Joel Embiid to get MVP, but they don't give him no credit for defense, bro.
Nigga gets a lot of blocks. I think Drew gonna have a field day.
You know who I'm picking?
Who?
Wimby.
Nah, he might, bro.
That nigga go average three blocks a game, bro. Yeah. I ain't gonna hold you. That nigga gonna average so many blocks, nigga.
Yeah, you might be right, Trey.
Look,
yeah,
My other pick was gonna be Anthony Davis, but that nigga might not play enough games for that. So I'm gonna go with Wimby. All right, sixth man of the year.
Wait, there's an answer to this. I was just thinking about
Bruce Brown.
He's starting this year, brother.
Oh, he's starting? Damn.
He's making money. He's making money now, bro.
Damn. Good for him. Shout out to Bruce Brown.
The come up.
Right. That's a look.
That's a good one, man. You got to think a lot.
I got a couple of names in mind.
Okay.
Dante DiVincenzo.
Okay.
Chris Paul, if they convince him to come off the bench.
Okay.
And then the last one, who was I thinking about the other day, man? Hold on.
Yeah, I can't even really think of no.
We probably should have looked at the rundown before when Trey actually sent it.
I know. Especially with something like six man of the year is something that you really got to look at niggas' rosters to think of, like, to give an accurate answer. By the way, I don't know if y'all seen the Jordan Poole and Kyle Kuzma show already in Washington, but it's lit. Yeah.
All right. I mean, if I can, I can help you.
I got you, Gabe Vincent.
Really? Oof. All right. Go ahead, Jerv.
I want to be a homer. I want to be a homer so bad and just have one homer pick. And this seems like the only one I could, but DiVincenzo was someone that popped into mind just because the Knicks and shit, and they'll be good. But I'll be a homer. I'll take Kelly Oubre.
This nigga Jerv got one of the wildest.
That nigga shit nasty.
Cross section. They got Rudy Gobert, Kelly Oubre. Like, all the most hated niggas are going to win this year, apparently.
Hate winning.
Jason, who you got, bro?
Man, I don't even know, bro. I'm trying to look at niggas' rosters right now. Like, I don't even know. I was like,
DiVincenzo's a good pick. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean, Chris Paul honestly might be the truest thing because it's like, you know, he's going to get some burn. You know what I'm saying? That nigga going to average 8 assists on a random. You're like, damn, how did nigga do that off the bench?
I want to go back and acknowledge again, Jerv has Zion as MVP, Rudy Gobert as Defensive Player of the Year, Kelly Oubre as Sixth Man of the Year. You damn near got me second guessing my Chet Holmgren now. I'm like, man. Just high ass niggas ideas and shit.
Kelly Oubre is a self-admitted just a homer pick. Like, that's just a homer pick. Zion, I don't think I'm that crazy for thinking. I actually put a little couple bags of chips on my little wild take. So I hope I am right, bro, because I'll be flying out to the West Coast and hanging out with some people, I'll tell you that much.
Man, shout out to Zion. Hopefully he stay healthy. But yeah, that's all you got, Trey. That's all the
Trey didn't even say his
no
thing.
Jason, what'd you say?
I just agree with him, Chris Paul. Because I was trying to look on the Celtics, honestly, because that I know that the way
Drew Starden. Drew Starden.
Okay.
I'm going with Rui Hachimura.
Oh, for the Lakers.
Yeah.
It's not bad. Not bad at all.
He should be a starter personally, but
right.
I feel like he's gonna be thirsty enough to actually do something. You know who also would have been good for a good pick? Fucking Emmanuel Quickly.
I was thinking about that when I said DiVincenzo.
Yeah.
Quickly, he trying to get paid $100 million this year, so he gonna be gunning. You know, this is contract year for him, so he's gonna try to make something of it. But yeah. I'm gonna go with my pick, man. Most improved, who y'all got?
Damn, I was gonna say, man. Let me hold on.
So mine's is gonna be homerish, super homerish, but it's not homerish because I think Maxie could be off most improved. I think Maxie, if he has an outside chance to make, if he can play well with the opportunity, he could make an all-star game. And if he makes an all-star team, he should be up for most improved. I would love that to happen. Go Sixers. Maxie, please.
Okay. Who you got, Jason?
Sorry. You was asking me, Troy? It broke up a little
bit. Who you got?
Man, that's a tough. I gotta look at a roster question. Like,
I'll give you some options. Mikal Bridges. Yeah. Tyrese.
That nigga ain't in jail.
That's Miles Bridges.
That's Miles Bridges.
That's crazy.
Mikal Bridges. Okay. He on the Nets.
Brooklyn
right?
Nets. Yeah.
Shouldn't he be exempt from being most improved? Like, he's so fucking good.
He's never been an All Star, nigga. He's never been an All-Star.
He just played
nigga.
On Team USA. Like, he just defended the country.
He's never been an All-Star, nigga.
So did Walker Kessler.
Like, nigga, bring it up. You talk about Team USA like that shit matter, man. Them niggas didn't even win. Fuck right. Out of here, bro. Jordan Poole, Cade Cunningham, Austin Reeves. Anthony Simons, Shaedon Sharpe, Scottie Barnes, Paolo Banchero. So, like, those are a couple options.
Yeah. My philosophy is, if you're a second-year player, you can't win most improved, man. Nigga, that's what you're supposed to improve. Most improved got to be someone that we thought you was something, and then you turn into something else. So, to me, I was trying to decide between Austin Reeves and Mikal Bridges. Both are guys who had improvements already last year, which is typically how that shit goes. It's like, oh, we didn't catch on to that. But now, like, the world finna find out. So I'm going to go with Mikal Bridges because, like, he was like.
He has to be an all-star this year. I feel like that's his – like, now because he did so well after that trade, like, obviously the trade happened. But he finally has a clean slate to show us. The defense gets to make adjustments. They get to, treat him like an actual guy now versus, oh, my God, he had 30 on us because he wasn't on the scouting report. It's like, are you going to make All-Star? Is the Nets going to be top four?
My bad. Let me take it back. Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons is going to be most important.
Okay. Look at Jeremy.
Because every
he should be exempt from all awards. Like, hey, he should not be allowed to win shit.
Zerf, don't take it personal.
Look at y'all niggas out here falling for the banana in the tailpipe again. Niggas out here watching videos and workouts.
I'm rolling with Cade Cunningham because he's just been hurt and we finally get a look. And he's always been good.
That's that sophomore shit though.
He's a third year.
That's what it is. It's his real sophomore year.
Yeah. So we'll see. But I like his opportunity to actually score some baskets and play non-meaningful basketball in Detroit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He gets to add 22 a game and on his vegan diet and score. You know what I'm saying? Coach of the year. Who we got? Who's gonna change the world?
Adrian Griffin.
Ooh, I like AG.
Oh, either him or Darvin Ham, one of them two.
I was about to say Darvin Ham. That was where I was coming with it. Because if the Lakers actually do what niggas think that they should do, he should get a lot of credit.
Who you got?
Nick Nurse, go ahead and say it.
Nah, and I gotta stay consistent. It's got if I think Zion could win MVP, I gotta go with Willie Green.
Willie Green?
Yep.
Shout out to Willie Green, man.
Former Sixer Willie Green.
Yeah. I fucked
with Willie Green heavy back in the day. That was my name, so.
This is a left field pick, but I'm going with Jamal Mosley.
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass-on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodles is like,
Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for your eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high-quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Oh, yeah, I like it, man. Orlando was like 500 over the last 50 games or so, so.
They actually got a good young squad.
They got they got a fun team and a young good team. They just got a weed, like they got to let like two niggas go. Just two niggas, just to like palate right. cleanse.
Which two niggas?
I don't hate this guy, but Cole Anthony, you got to go. You in the way.
Oh, he already on his way out. Didn't he ask for a trade? They didn't extend him.
And then Jonathan Isaacs.
Oh, man, that nigga's not even young.
I mean, he's healthy this year. He's supposed to start. But it's just wild because he's getting away. Nigga, they got Paolo now and Wagner. Them niggas don't need him. He got to go. And he be on his bullshit with that Trump shit. Like, he a wild
that's
nigga.
That's why I thought you said his name in the first place.
No. I just feel like they've moved past him culture-wise. Like, right. Niggas just got a bunch. Like, Paolo actually turning out to be what he was supposed to be. Made that nigga like, all right, you can go. Here's your bag. Yeah. You don't, because everybody was high hope and his knee kept fucking with him. And I'm glad that he's back playing. But like, is he just going to be a lockdown defender for them? You know what I mean? But Wagner's are nice as fuck. They got game, bro.
It's funny too. People don't even really, I feel like, think about Paolo ever. Like when people talk about basketball, like I hardly ever hear people bring his name up. But that nigga is the nicest young nigga. Like, obviously, other than Wimby, like, he is the nicest nigga of the young generation.
Hey, when he hit Zion with the and then he, I was like, oh, yeah,
all right. He got all the, all right, you know what I'm saying? All
right. And that nigga might get most improved, too, because that nigga, he got it.
He was rookie of the year, though.
But I'm, it don't.
You can't do that to the rookie of the year.
But here's the thing.
You either rookie of the year and then MVP or nothing. Like that.
You can improve, bro. It's weird.
I'm saying, like, you're not gonna get most improved. I'm just saying award wise, bro. You're not gonna get that award. The only thing you could get is an MVP after you get.
Because niggas, he was already nice.
Yeah,
he's already nice. Yeah.
But you know how weird that shit is. I mean, they need to change it up as is.
But that's what I'm saying.
They be doing niggas like Shea Gilgeous Alexander should not have never. Like, we knew where the trajectory was going, but niggas still getting awards like MIP. Like, that nigga was already, when you seen him playing for the Clippers, you knew, like.
But at the same time, it wasn't like that nigga had won an award. You see what I'm saying? Like, if you win an award, to win MIP after that is damn near impossible, man. Like, you could make an argument that in 2016, Steph Curry was the most improved player in the league because that nigga went from MVP to, like, unanimous MVP. Yeah. But the feeling is MIP is kind of like some shit you give a nigga, like, oh, man, I didn't even know you was nice like that. Like.
Yeah, and like
that's how it should be, but it's not.
But Trey, the Shea shit was kind of like, because you didn't win Rookie of the Year, this is the award we got to give you.
And he had never been an all-star. He had never won anything. He had been just a guy people knew was nice, but
that's what I'm saying. Like, a nigga, like, if first-time all-stars is the actual height, I just, You know, if Mikal Bridges get a first-time All-Star, nigga can improve. There is room for improvement, but it, they shouldn't do it.
But the difference is, Trey, it's like it happened in the same season. Shai Gilgeous was a first-time All-Star, and then he won Most Improved in the same season. If he had been an All-Star the year before and then Most Improved the next year, that would be rare, but that don't happen like that.
You know who's a good nigga to be either Sixth Man or Most Improved? Terrence Mann. Terrence Mann's never averaged more than 10 points a game.
Dog, yes, in theory, he's not going to win either of those things.
I know that. Clearly, that nigga's going
to
get in.
Trying to upsell the Sixers. Listen to Trey. He's just trying to upsell these niggas. Trey, you on the payroll, bro.
My favorite Terrence Mann thing about him being untouchable or whatever, I'm like, he's 27.
He's J.J. Hickson. I mean, he's J.J. Hickson for the Cavs, bro.
He's 27 years old. What are y'all talking about, man? 27? Like, this ain't no 23-year-old. They talk about him like he's like Tyrese Maxey. Untouchable. But Jerv, to the other point, you know what that means? You know what that tells me? Them niggas don't really want Harden. When you're like, oh, it's going to cost me, man. I don't know. Like, once they start doing that shit, they patting their pockets and shit. Like, them niggas don't want that shit, man. You ever had that? When motherfuckers like, hey, man, I'll sell you this, da-da-da. You're like, oh, man, I ain't got no cash. You start doing that.
You know what? I'm going to be right back, man. They got to run to the ATM to get hard, yeah, man. Go on.
That pocket pat.
Oh, my God. Hey, yo, live right now, my cousin took a picture of this black nigga sitting courtside. She in London, right? So she says, who is this? Right, so me and cousin Bruce is there looking like, I don't know, some black nigga, right? So she says, Obi Soko, he's British. Nigga said, cousin Bruce said, we don't know that nigga.
This shit is a quiz show.
Just because he's sitting courtside, like, we supposed to know that nigga? Because it was a funny ass picture of this nigga just sitting there. Like, he got to be famous for him to be sitting courtside.
That's like when they be having them TikTok niggas sitting courtside. I'm like, I don't know who the fuck that is. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, my God, dog. That shit, my cousin, man, she's so funny because she's just oblivious to sports. That nigga could have lied and said he played for the fucking Lakers or some shit. Who fucking knows?
What did you say his name is? OVO TikTok what?
Obi Soko.
Oh.
He's a basketball nigga apparently or something. He played at Missouri.
Nah, nigga. You definitely not a basketball nigga.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Who is the best team in the West? I mean,
Denver.
Jerv.
You're asking who comes out of the West?
Well, who is the best team in the West?
Say Portland.
Right now. Right now.
Denver's the best team in the West right now. For sure.
Damn, I need to change my pick then.
He don't want to be aligned with the simpletons. Jason, who's the best team in the West?
Oh, fuck, man. I want it to be the Lakers, but it's not. Because I feel like we got the second best, like, well-rounded team. Denver's still the best team in the West, man, unfortunately.
Unfortunately. I'm going to say Denver, nigga. Them niggas, Peyton Watson is stepping right in for Bruce Brown. They plug and play. They good. All right, who's the best team in the East? I mean,
damn, this is gonna sound crazy, but I think I'm gonna go with it, man. This team in 4 years went to the finals twice and lost in the game seven of another conference finals. I think, like, it's Miami, man. People keep sleeping on them and keep praying on their downfall, but motherfuckers keep winning, man. Like, when it count, I'm going Miami.
Okay. Jerv, who's the best team in the East?
Bucks. Easy okay. Call.
Okay. Jason.
Yeah, it's the Bucks. It's the Bucks. You gonna say the Celtics? Bucks. I knew you gonna say Bucks.
I mean, look, the Bucks are good. I didn't like the falling out of Stotts and AG. Like, AG, I mean, Stotts leaving, not my favorite thing because that was their offense. I don't like them learning offense on the fly. Adrian Griffin now is known for his defense. He going to have one of his assistants do the offense. I ain't a huge fan of that. They going to have to actually have some schemes and things. Western Conference Finals, I mean, who makes it? You on mute.
Denver versus Phoenix.
Mm, okay. Jerv.
Denver versus Pelicans.
Jason.
Lakers versus Suns.
Mm. I'm going to say Nuggets Suns, Western Conference Finals. Eastern Conference Finals. Who you got, Amin?
I got, by the way, I should have switched my my pick earlier. I didn't know you meant like who's gonna have the best record in the West. So I changed my pick to Milwaukee also for best record in the West. But the finals, the Eastern Conference Finals is gonna be Celtics versus Heat again. Third straight year.
Okay. Jerv.
Bucks and that other team that wears green.
What's the first? Oh, all right.
Bucks and the other team that wears green.
Jason.
Yeah, I'm going to say Bucks and the Celtics.
I'm going to have to agree. No. I'm going to say.
Look at the politician.
Celtics
and
Heat.
Right. So like Amin said.
Yeah. Celtics and Heat. Nah, because I had to think about it. Like, I mean, I like the Bucks, but I just feel like if Chris Middleton not healthy, which he's not.
We're talking about like 9 months from now, though.
I don't think he's going to be healthy. I think a knee is shot right now.
Okay.
But, yeah, I still like these teams.
Can I ask y'all a question?
Yep.
I just need the shits and giggles. Where do y'all see my team finishing this year? Just out of curiosity, y'all.
I got them third in the East.
Yeah, second round exit, per usual.
Second round exit. They're going to definitely get past the first because it's going to probably be matched up with the Knicks or some shit like that.
Yeah, second round exit.
You know. Beat the Raptors.
Yeah, they're gonna do their normal thing. They're gonna do the same thing they do every year.
I mean, you on mute.
Let me say this right now. If the Sixers play the Knicks in the playoffs, I'm going with the Knicks. How about that?
I would love to play the Knicks in the playoffs. That would be awesome. All hype.
Man, speaking of New York, we gotta talk about the DJ Envy shit before niggas get out.
All right, so last one, finals. I mean, who you got?
Nuggets Celtics.
Jerv.
Nuggets Bucks.
Okay. Jason.
Lakers Celtics. Bring back winning time. We need the third season of winning time. Whatever y'all do, this is a plea. You know what I'm saying? I'm locked right now in the cage. In order to get me out, y'all got to bring back the third season of winning time. Come on.
I'm going to say Sun Celtics.
Yeah, it's going to be a massive series. But that you're probably right, though, actually.
Who's the NBA champion? Denver Nuggets, okay. Jerv.
Bucks.
Okay. Jason.
Your Los Angeles Lakers.
I love Lakers fans.
I got the Phoenix Suns bringing it back to the desert, man.
Not with no bench.
Hey, man, look, it's a hot take. For Amin, for Jason Madison, for Big Jer, for Juju, this has been an episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. Catch y'all next time.